good morning. We trust that you're feeling well, actually feeling great on this wonderful day that the Lord has gifted to us. It's a gift, you know, and He is so faithful. Now, I'm excited by the fact that today is not yesterday. His mercies are brand new this morning. His mercies are new every morning, we're told in His Word. And so we thank you for joining us and being ready to use the power of agreement in the earth to intercede and to bring about God's purposes on earth. At least for today, we are going to isolate today in what God wants us to pray for. So welcome to Maximum Radio, and you're on the program called Global Time with Jesus Christ. Today's theme is Peace Like a River. Peace is something, it's a commodity that we all desire and cherish and would like to have. I'm Albert Gregory, and I have this wonderful privilege of being a prayer partner with you for the next 30 minutes. And I say welcome to all our prayer partners and friends everywhere. First off, I do want to apologize for yesterday's technical glitch as we develop and ramp up this ministry that God has asked us to take on and to walk in. There's a learning curve that sometimes gets in the way. However, we thank God that we are up and running today, and thank you to those of you who chose those moments of technical failure to intercede and war in the Spirit, to go up in praise and worship before God on behalf of Maximum Radio and the program called Global Time with Jesus Christ. That's what we do, neighbor. We go into warfare as issues in the earth are sometimes confused and you get discombobulated as we approach the task that God has given to us. So thank you for your patience, and we pray God's continued blessing upon your life. So today we have a significant prayer agenda that I believe God has given to us. We go before the Lord and wait for His agenda of the things that He wants us to pray for. And of course, you are part of that. You can join in that at any time that you would like to. God is working to bring us to a place causing us to grow forward so that we are really a force in the earth at all times. And so that includes you. He wants us to move from being passive to active, from being waiting to being dynamic. So today we are going to continue in worship. Today's name of God that we are invoking is the Hebrew name Yehovah Shalom. Yehovah Shalom. Many of you would have heard that wonderful name and also know what it means. It means the Lord is peace. And it was first invoked, in fact, it was only used once in the Old Testament. And it was used in Judges chapter 6 and verse 24 in a very famous case of God's people or someone trusting God for their nation's deliverance. And this was the case where an angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon. And Gideon, if I may read directly from the passage, realized that it was the angel of the Lord, and he exclaimed, "Ah, sovereign Lord, I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." But the Lord said to him, "Peace." And that's what we're invoking today, peace. It says, "Do not be afraid. You are not going to die." Oh, I have had times when I was afraid. And I thought it was all was over in whatever situation because I was afraid. And that often is our case and our incident where we experience that. But God is saying to Gideon, and that word comes down to us on today. It says, peace, be not afraid, you're not going to die. And it may not mean necessarily physical death, but it could mean death in to a particular set of circumstances, to a dream, to a hope, to a situation that we desire to see live. Well, if that is your case today and you can hear our voice, please adopt exactly what God, the angel, has said to Gideon. He says, peace, be not afraid, you're not going to die. That situation is not going to die or cause you to lose such hope that your hope dies, that your outlook dies, that your desires die. Just continue to trust the Lord, because He is the Lord of peace. Now, shalom is a Hebrew word that speaks of not peace, meaning just the absence of war or conflict. It means wholeness as well in every area of one's life or one's community, one's nation. And this is what we are here to intercede for. So we want you to have peace, because Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, is your peace. The Lord is peace. So we invoke that name today. Meditate on that all day today in every situation, and allow the power of God to flow through in the revelation of God's identity in that name. Let's go to prayer. Father, we do come to you today because we're just overjoyed and so glad and so appreciative. And we just love you, Lord, because here again, you've given us one more day, a day that we can rejoice in it, because this is a day that surely you have made it and you've given it to us. The sun will come up. The skies are clear. We will be able to walk forth and grow forth in you on this day. And it's all possible because of your action through your Son, Jesus Christ, who has made the way for us, who has given us liberty, who has brought us out and brought us up, put us in a place to stand, give us a place, a rock wherein we can put our feet. In the middle of the storm, we can stand knowing that no harm or hurt or danger or anything that goes against our good or yours will harm us. So we are coming into your courts today. We're coming with thanksgiving, and we're entering those gates with praise. And we know that those gates are open to us today. So we ask first of all, Lord, that you would remove our sins far from us. Remove our trespasses and our iniquities far from us. We want to be right in your sight. We want to be whole. We want to have wholeness. As shalom, that's one of its meanings, wholeness. We want to come whole into your presence. And we want to be holy. You said, be ye holy as I am holy. And we want to take that on today. So we plead for forgiveness and the removal of our sins and the cleansing that comes from the blood that's reserved for constant cleansing and washing and wholeness for the saints. You said if we confess our sin, we are faithful and just to forgive you. You're faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we believe in God today. We believe in you, Father, for the cleansing and the wholeness that comes only from you. So we enter your courts and we come with petitions. And Lord, we pray that our petitions are exactly the ones that you've given to us on this day. Now, saints, and the Lord's moved on my heart as I waited before him, and we want to pray Psalm 21. it's a psalm of David, and David relied on the Lord as he experienced much turmoil and warfare, and in order to have the peace of God, to entertain it, to have shalom, he invoked this prayer. He uttered this prayer before the Lord, and we want to invoke it today. And it has a lot to do with the fact of reliance on God, even as we experience warfare around us. And we pray it this way. We say, "Oh Lord," and we make it personal. Now, there's many out there that are hearing this radio broadcast that are experiencing some warfare. And the experience of warfare is not bad, and it's not a negative. It has come into your experience not to break you, but to make you into the warrior that God intends that you would be. That you would be able to, having done all according to what Paul the Apostle said, having done all, stand. At the end of the day, at the end of the situation, you're still standing, but you're standing in the strength of the Lord. So, reading the psalm, it says, "Oh Lord, I shall joy in your strength and your salvation. How greatly shall he rejoice? You have given him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips. For you anticipate him with the blessings of goodness. You set a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked the life of you, and you gave it to him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in your salvation. Honor and majesty have you laid upon him." Think of this as you being the one. "You have made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceeding glad with your countenance. He trusts in you, Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Your hand shall find all of your enemies. Your right hand shall find out those that hate you. You shall make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit you shall destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intend evil against you. They imagine a mischievous device, which they are not able to perform." Hallelujah. "Therefore you shall make them turn their back. When you shall make them ready your arrows upon your strings against the face of them. Be exalted, Lord, in your own strength. So we will sing and praise your name." Amen, amen. Well, that was David's prophetic understanding and revelation of what God has done for his son, Jesus Christ, which transfers to you and I and to us, even in these moments. He will cause the enemy to turn their backs. And at the same time, he'll apply the arrow to his string, and he will release the arrow that vanquishes and destroys them. Think of all of the situations that are, you can discern, that oppose you right now. Have peace, have shalom. The Lord is peace. And David understood that, and that's what he invoked constantly as his life was under threat, and he had to run for his life from his own king, King Saul. So that's God's word for us today. We're in warfare. Please do not pretend that you're not. You're in warfare. And the reason is that the enemy, Satan, he opposes you every step of the way. He opposes your coming forth. He opposes the revelation of you as a son and a child of God. So you have to stand in that. Each of us have to. So today, just remember that God is peace. The Lord is peace. You can say, look to the situation, look to the storm, from the rock that you're standing on, from the refuge that you're in, from the hiding place that's around you, that's the Lord, because he's our refuge. And you can speak to the storm, and you can say, peace, be still. If you can believe it, it's yours. Now, another item on our agenda today, and I would love for you to join me in taking this on. We want to pray for our youth. I'm sure it's a major issue in God's heart, because he promised that his mercies are to 1,000 generations of them that love him. And of them that hate him, he says, the sins of the fathers are to the third and fourth generation. God is a generation God. He thinks ahead. And God thinks in terms of at least three generations ahead. Usually we're concerned with our generation and not necessarily thinking about the next generation. But God refers to himself this way, as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's three generations. That's how God thinks. And we want to learn him, not just of him, but learn him. And that's a lesson for us. Let's think of three generations ahead. Not just your own, but the next generation and the next. That's God's perspective compared to ours. So we want to pray for the youth in our families, in our churches, in our community. We want to intercede for them, because the world moves forward on their feet, and they're part of God's plan. And we see how the enemy has sought and is seeking continually to destroy them, even physically, to take their lives early. I was speaking with some young men on yesterday, and one said to me, he said, now, Pastor, do you know where I can get a job? They're suffering from unemployment for all kinds of reasons, and they want out. And one young man, within the last month, 3 weeks ago approximately, his out was to take his own life. He was just 20, because he couldn't find a way out. So let's pray for them today. If you can feel that burden, please join me. Pray for the youth at large, which would include your own family that has young people and will continue to have young people. Father, we lift up the young men and the young women. Our hearts are burdened. We see them in the streets. We watch them and we are saddened by even their physical condition. We're saddened by the fact that they walk along the streets or stand on the corners, but they have no direction. They stand and they have no place that they can think of that they're really standing, except that they're on planet Earth. They breathe and don't have life. The attempt to live and pursue what they think they should, but the darkness is dense and pervasive, and they don't know which way to look or to turn. And I know personally, every time I interact with them, my heart weeps, and I know that's your heart that's weeping. Father, we lifted them up today, each and every one of them. Father, allow your hope, your shalom, to invade their atmosphere, invade their hearts and their spirits and their lives. Father, cause today to be a day of hope for as many of them as possible. that they would hear a word of revelation and of freedom, that someone would encounter them with a smile and a sign of respect for their humanness and a respect for the fact that they're a creation of yours. Cause us who are believers not to despise them, even as we look at them and see their pitiful condition, that we do not despise them, but a heart of love and compassion, as only heaven can give, goes out to them. They can sense and feel your presence. If we or they encounter each other, they will know that maybe this is the day of salvation. Father, those that are with us, that are listening, even live or in the stream on demand later at some point, Father, we send and speak hope, a shalom kind of hope right now in the name of Jesus. We speak that into your people's lives right now, that the fear would be removed, fear of what might happen to my son, my daughter, my grandson, my granddaughter, or my great-grandson, or my great-granddaughter, or my nephew, or my niece. Right now, Lord, we send the word of peace. And this peace passes all understanding, and it transfers and goes to those that are the targets that we're sending it to right now. Break the stronghold, Lord. Destroy the yoke that's upon them even now. We believe you. We bless your name. We thank you because you are our help. You are our hope. You are our rock. You are our hiding place. You are our strength. Yes, you are our peace. Rescue those young people, Lord, by your power and by your strength. Rescue them. They're your heritage. They're our heritage. Rescue them, Lord. We plead and we intercede on their behalf. Father, we thank you that you don't only listen, but you hear, meaning that you act. So we thank you for your action on our behalf, on the behalf of your creation, on the behalf of your people. We thank you, Lord, because you have the power and the strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Welcome, all of you that are listening, that are dialed in. Welcome, welcome. God bless you on today. I have so many brothers and sisters everywhere, some that I have never met. However, welcome. You're my brother, you're my sister. We are under the blood of Jesus Christ. We are one body, one spirit. Believe that. And one day we may meet in this life or in the life and age to come. So we're looking forward to that. So God bless you on today. Now, if you have a prayer request or a praise report for those that are on live with us, you may give air to that right now. God is great, and when he moves on your behalf, you want to make that available for others to hear so that their faith can be expanded and boosted. Or if you have a prayer request, a desire, we have a powerful space of prayer right now, a powerful space of agreement. God said, if two in the earth would touch and agree concerning anything, it shall be done. And that is anything that's consistent with his word and his heart. And if there's something on your heart right now, I would beseech you to bring it forth and allow the Lord to do what he would love to do, and that's to bring you wholeness, bring you peace, where there's a broken situation, where there's destruction, he wants to bring wholeness and renewal and restoration, even now. So have your line open. Just quickly speak that, because this, you know, time is an opportunity. It's rolling quite along, so we want to take advantage of it. So if you have that, please, a request, air it right now, and we will quickly agree with you in prayer right now. We pray over that thing, whatever it is. And if you could believe it, it's done. That's the promise that we're standing on. Okay, while you're considering that, tonight is the, well, today's the 13th, as we said earlier, and tonight the Judgment House production called Collision begins at 6 o'clock at Hallwell College, 120 Bloomfield Avenue in the township of Caldwell. And it begins at 6 p.m. The admission is free. Now, some of our church family, they're involved in that dramatic production, powerful. It's called Collision, and it brings people right in front of and in the face of death and life and the realities of what happens when God has given his son and we have the opportunity to accept him, that there's freedom right in our face. So that happens beginning at 6 a.m., and some of our church family are in attendance. A van is leaving from our church location at 6 o'clock. You can meet us there. Probably leaves be more like 6:30. So we want to pray for Sister Wanda Goodman and that event. We pray her strength in the Lord. Father, we thank you for the Judgment House production called Collision. And we pray that everything goes according to your plan and purposes, and that the enemy is held at bay that would seek to disrupt that event so that those that are in attendance will not be able to hear the gospel. And we pray that they would be saved. If they hear you, believe in their heart, confess with their mouth Jesus Christ, that they will be saved. And we pray that many would be saved on tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday. These next 3 days of the presentation of the gospel in a powerful, dramatic presentation. So we thank you, dear Lord, for the victory, and we're looking for a great testimony of your moving in the Collision production. Okay, as we close, because we're almost there. Boy, the time goes fast when you're having fun. Father, we pray today for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray that Israel will find you as a nation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We bless all of you everywhere in the name of Jesus. We bless you. Thank you for joining us in this broadcast. I know that you have done the will of God, starting with doing the will of God. So we bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen. God bless everyone. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless everyone. Jesus. God bless you, Pastor. God bless you.
Praise God. You sound great, Sister Christine.